And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, details coming out about Ozzy Osbourne's funeral and when it's all going to occur. There's going to be a big procession through the streets. And it's going to go through Birmingham, which is, I think, where he's, if he's not from, certainly where he's based. Yeah. And that's where he had his last concert.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've gone back through some interviews over the journey that he did sort of in the last 15 years where he spoke about his the end of his life and what he wanted for his funeral or his memorial. And would you believe he didn't specifically say he wanted them to play this song.
This is your funeral song.
Yeah. This is, and
so, if you haven't heard it, explain what it is.
So I'm in the coffin, and ever at the end of it, they play this, and then it's Turning Tables by Adele, and then as she gets to this bit, I slowly rise off the table, the coffin, and turn as I head for the ceiling, and I slowly rotate out and people wave goodbye as I disappear into the ceiling.
Very theatrical, yeah.
So he didn't specifically say that.
Okay.
But I feel like he would love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to message the family and say, hey.
Idea.
Yeah.
No, because I want to do it.
Okay.
I feel like it'd be better if I did it first.
That's so you.
And I don't think I can get a funeral in before.
I really hate that I'm going to have to organise that. I just know, because your family is just going to be like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, no.
He told me every day,
so I can only assume that that's what he really wanted.
What he did say was he wanted to make sure he was well enough to do one last gig
before
he passed, which he did at the start of this month, the Back to the Beginning in Birmingham in front of 42,000 people. And to be fair, what he actually did say is that he was very lucky. You know, people have terrible, terrible lives and endure so much, and really he's not been through much at all. He's been a very lucky man, and so he wants to make sure it's a celebration and not a mope fest.
Oh, bless.
He said you can
Sharon!
You can put on a medley of Justin Bieber, Susan Boyle and We Are the Diddy Men if it makes them happy. Wouldn't have said that.
Oh,
topical.
God.
He said, I'd also like some pranks. This is back in 2011, he was saying this. I'd like some pranks, maybe the sound of knocking inside the coffin or a video of me asking my doctor for a second opinion on his diagnosis of death.
Okay.
He said there'll be no harping on the
I love a bit of comedy at a funeral. It rarely happens. Yeah. Rarely happens.
So my suggestion is, everyone's real sad, but like celebrating Ozzy, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, he's what a guy. What a guy. Yeah, all right. Close the coffin. Lock it.
Lock it?
Okay. I guess you have to, don't you?
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they lock it.
Okay. Well, okay. There he goes. And up he goes. And the spotlight's on it.
And Tom's there like, this was my idea.
You guys suck. Copyright.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've noticed that you two often reference the fact that it's usually your mums, but occasionally your whole family log, but listen to your show regularly and tune in.
Definitely not my whole family.
No.
Mum said to one of my sisters once, oh, we'll check on Lauren and Tom and Lingy when they're going for a drive. And she's like, nah.
I know which sister that is too.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support.
Nah, she listens sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I
don't want her to listen.
I love the fact that occasionally you two will both receive a text message.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, that was fun. That was cute. Or, hey.
Stop making fun of the Lingy.
Thank you.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, we get a lot of that, don't we?
Yes. So you should. Well, when it comes to my footy commentary that I do, very similar. So mum and dad tune in to every single game that I commentate on, which is really nice. Now, it's been 15 years of me commentating. And at my peak of, you know, busyness, I was doing 3, sometimes 4 games a weekend.
Oh, poor things.
Poor Laurel Ling, who just wants me to go back to playing days where she only had to sit through one game of footy.
Yeah.
But now, you know, if I'm on the radio, for instance, commentating, they'll put the game on the TV but on mute and have the radio playing over the game.
Oh.
Yeah. So for multiple games per weekend, they sit there and listen to
That's
me.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
Well, it's because occasionally I get a little bit of You need to start doing this a bit better and
a little bit of feedback.
A little bit of corrective feedback.
Why are your jeans so tight? I'm tight.
Wash your shirt. No, it's every time. And then often Dad will send me a text message as I'm driving home from Melbourne. It'll be a text. Oh, hey, great call. Loved your point on this. So beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful.
God, they're so lovely.
Do you know what happened on Friday night? Yeah. Essendon played. Essendon happened.
Yeah. We're not there anymore.
No. Essendon happened. My beautiful dad, who loves footy, by the way, he sent me a text message after the game, as he always does, and I was all set for my, I thought you were terrific tonight, Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
Great job. I loved the way you described the way Marcus Bontempelli plays. I was like, oh, just a little, it's good to get that little ego hit.
Yeah.
My dad, for the first time in 15 years, said, we started watching the game, wasn't much chop, so we popped a movie on. So for the first time in 15 years, Essendon have caused my mum and dad, the most beautiful Laurel and Linton Ling, to switch off my commentary and not want to listen to their very own son. So thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
your
help.
Maybe they popped on the 1996 grand final.
96.
Was it 96?
No, that's the year they lost the preliminary final by a point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Plugger from about 70.
It's all,
yeah.
It's all just wish-wash in my head now.
Yeah, 93. You're talking about 93?
There we go.
Baby bombers.
Nah. You ruined it for my mum and dad.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
Ah, yes, this is where you get the blurb of a movie, but explained in a really, really bad way.
Yeah.
And it's Tommy's turn to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to explain it. We're going to guess it. And we're going to talk it out a little bit, Log.
Yeah, we're going to try and figure out what movie it is without getting yelled at as well. It's all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan, of course. And are you ready, Mr. Tom Lewis?
I certainly am. And what I will say about the getting yelled at bit is be better.
I'm going to be. I've learnt my lesson.
Don't you know that's what Stan wants? Mm-hmm. Like, they put beautiful movies and content out on our TV so that people can yell at each other.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the first clue as to what the movie is, all right? First go at it. Escaped convicts form boy band.
Escaped convicts.
I want to have a guess of something, but I'm actually scared now to guess.
Don't be like
talk it through.
Yeah. Okay, so escaped convicts.
I think I know.
Ooh.
I think I know.
Okay.
But.
What do you think? Talk it out.
Well, are you thinking maybe a George Clooney movie?
Oh, no,
you're
not. But that is a great guess. Are you thinking like in one of the oceans or something?
No. More a take on, I think, Homer's Odyssey by the Coen brothers.
Do you want another clue?
Yeah, give us another clue.
Slick husband returns from the dead with some friends he made along the way.
Yeah, I'm confident. Can I go with it?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Yeah.
Great movie.
I thought you would get it, Lee.
Yeah. I was like, I need you to be here for this.
Hang on. You haven't seen hardly anything, but you've seen some niche George Clooney movie?
Mate, I was working at Blockbuster when it came out.
Oh, my
year 2000.
God. That long ago?
Year 2000.
Wow.
You haven't seen this movie. Yeah? It is so different to anything else he's ever done.
Oh, very cool.
It's my favourite movie of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, brother. I was like, I'll do that one today.
Your favourite movie of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Bless. Yep.
So my other clues were...
Never heard you mention it.
Man of Constant... So I have actually. I've played that song on this show before.
Yeah.
Man of Constant Sorrow goes viral. I know where my sister is, but... Oh, brother, we're out there. And Nespresso salesman leads chase through the deep south.
Ah, very good.
There we go. Well done, Cameron Ling. Well done, Loggy. You are also here.
As always.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. That's Movies Explained Badly on K-Rock.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Went to my mate's house on the weekend. Currently, her parents are there staying with her. And they've decided, instead of getting multiple 2-litre bottles... because they want 6 litres of milk in the house for some reason. They're very, very keen on milk. Instead of getting 3 2-litres or maybe even possibly 2 3-litre bottles if they're a thing. They've decided to go with the 6 1-litre option and fill up the whole side of the fridge because they don't like the splashback when you first open a 2-litre bottle and you try and pour it. Oh, you pour too much and there's a bit of a splashback.
Plastic bottles or waxed paperboard?
No, plastic bottle, so like they're, standard.
They're like a, yeah, so yeah. Not a carton, but a bottle yeah, with a lid on the
quick
top.
Quick clarification. They're not still the glass bottles left at the back doorstep with newspaper.
But I feel like that would be better because what the hell are you thinking, people?
Do you know what's wild to me is how much old people love plastic? Like they would just use it and throw it straight in the landfill and not even think about
That's
it.
That's right. They're not going to be here. They're not worried.
Yeah.
We're out soon. Deal with that.
That is one of their favourite things to do in life.
Yeah.
How could I get more plastic into the system?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Kim's in Bell Post Hill. Morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Are you a 1 litre milk guy?
About 2 litre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the struggle is. Like, I understand they're old, but they could work together and pour it into a smaller jug together.
They're actually quite fit too, which is a bit weird. Like they're like, you know, the splashback from the milk, a 2-litre bottle of milk, is not something I've ever worried about. Kim's, but apparently it's a worry.
Kim, you've got a great point. That they could decanter the milk.
Oh, that's what I said.
Into a little jug.
Yeah.
Put it into a smaller jug and then it's easier for them to pour on their own.
I'm so glad, Kim, that you agree that this is just wild and they should be punished for it.
That's a step far, isn't it?
You haven't named these people. I really wonder who they are now. Nicole in Ocean Grove, tell us, are you a 1 litre milk guy?
I'm not a guy. I'm a girl.
Just sort of a colloquialism.
And I probably fall into the demographic that you're talking about, those old people.
No, they're not old. Older.
I think they've been referred to as old, but that's fine. I have a family of four, so it's not economical to buy it in 1 litre. But I completely understand the rationale of the volume of milk in a 2-litre bottle. Once you tip it up, the increased volume does make it harder to control, particularly if you're a cup of tea drinker like I am and you only require a dash.
Yes.
Just a splash of it.
Just a splash. Okay, so it is a problem in our community that we have not yet been able to notice. This is good.
Nicole,
and I think the decanted option is probably the most economical.
Yeah.
And that's a really good idea. I reckon that should be recommended to them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nicole, do you love plastic?
No, I hate plastic.
Okay.
I hate it.
Just checking.
And I'm a big recycler.
Yes.
Good work.
Get him, girl.
Recycling guy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.